Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. According to this research, if you got a Christmas bonus, you would work harder throughout the year. That's interesting. I think money can be motivating. Absolutely. Sure. Carrie is with us. You said something else motivates you. Tell us about it.
I work for a community college, and one of the best things about my job is that I get Fridays off in the summer.
Ooh.
2 weeks at Christmas and spring break and all of the holidays. So my kids are in public school. When they're out of school, I'm out of school.
So for you, it's a lot of vacay that creates a good environment.
It's a lot of free time off.
There you go.
That coincides with your kids.
Yeah.
Having time off.
Exactly. So, you know, I get to spend 2 weeks at home at Christmas with my kiddos on Christmas break.
Man.
Instead of just a few days and then have to rush off to work and leave them at home. So it's a lot of fun.
Let's face it, a vacation can be a bonus.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we don't get a Christmas bonus. I'm pretty sad about that. But,
yeah,
you know, I guess I get my Christmas bonus spread out throughout the year.
That's right.
That's a good way to look at it.
So, yeah. And I would definitely be disappointed with the ham of the month club.
So we were talking about things that motivate you at work, because this research says that if you get a Christmas bonus, you will work harder. Which, that's good to work hard. Yeah. And then we heard from Carrie, who said, you know, her bonus is the fact that she works at community college, gets a lot of vacation. She's off when her kids are off at school. That helps her. And you said your boss does something pretty cool at your work. Tell us about it.
Every Friday, we get together and have morning breakfast and morning lunch. We're all week long, we're so busy with our jobs. My boss feels that it's really nice to come together at the end of the week and spend time in the morning and have lunch, just hanging out, eating lunch, and fellowshipping.
That is pretty cool. So who foots the bill?
The boss.
Wow. So that's every Friday?
Every Friday we have breakfast and we have lunch.
Breakfast and lunch?
Yeah, that's for 13 people.
That is so cool.
It is pretty neat. We really enjoy it, yep.
So is this like a staff meeting where you're like, no, don't do this, and don't do that? Or is it really what you said, like, is it fellowship?
Yep, just fellowship. I mean, we just hang out, talk, we do it for about an hour.
Yeah, that reminds me at a donor event that we were at in Phoenix a couple months ago. I was talking to this guy, and they have every day prayer and worship time at work.
Oh, wow.
And he says, I pay my employees to pray and praise God at work.
That's cool.
Wow.
And that's amazing. Said when he started doing that, his employee retention rate went up. He said productivity went up.
Wow.
I said, wait a second. You're taking time out every day to pray and praise God and have a little Bible study, and your productivity has gone up, because that's taking time away. He says, yes, it has.
That's God's economy.
Yep,
you're
exactly.
Right, Sally. You just get your, it's what it is. It's giving and receiving.
Yes.
You just gave to your employees and to God, really, and he blessed you for it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I do too. Is there something going on at work for you that helps out? 888-888-9976. Maybe you feel like you've hit a wall. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We received this, an interesting thought. I told my friend that I'm emotionally hitting a wall. And she said, sometimes walls are there so we can lean on them and rest. I can't even begin to express how much I really needed to hear that. I think when you hit a wall, that's an opportunity to hang with God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
100%. Just hang out with him. Give him your wall, so to speak.
Right? Well, and you think of sometimes these delays in life or these periods in life where we feel stagnant and we think it's a bad thing. A lot of times maybe God's allowing those to happen so we can refocus, recenter, get back with him on some stuff before we move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we need a big push to just pull back and re-examine the situation.
Well, without his, let's just face it this, when it comes to walls and things like that in life, you're really not meant to climb them alone or go through. In fact, maybe that's the point. You can't do this on your own.
Yeah.
Complete realizing I need you, God, more than anything else, and I need to give this to you. Quit trying to strive and do it yourself.
Right.
And I've noticed that when you fully give that to him, that's where we get a lot of phone calls. We're like, I had great breakthrough. We always ask the question, well, what happened? Well, I finally gave it to God.
Yeah. Crazy how that works, huh?
Exactly.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Karen Pence. You remember who Mike Pence is? Former Vice President of the United States. Well, she has written a book, When It's Your Turn to Serve, Experiencing God's Grace in His Calling for Your Life. Found out Karen does a lot of stuff. She's does watercoloring. She's a beekeeper. And she said she learned about God through keeping bees.
Like, for example, every single bee, when they make that little hexagonal shape in the beehive, when they're working in the honeycomb in that section, they're all made at the same teeny tiny slant, just enough so that the honey will not come out, and just enough that the larvae will not come out, whatever they're putting in that cell. And I found that fascinating. God gave the bee everything they needed to perform their purpose, to live out what their purpose was. And if he can do that for a little tiny honeybee, surely he can give me everything that I need for the purpose that he's calling me to.
When It's Your Turn to Serve, Experiencing God's Grace in His Calling for Your Life. Fascinating interview. Make sure you check it out on our podcast. Time for the good news of the day. Good news. I got that good, good news. Hey, you got good news? We want to hear from you. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Judy's with us. Tell us what's going on.
I met him 2 weeks. We were married within 4 months. We've been married 33 years.
Hey.
But he was going to be passing away, and we had been waiting for a transplant for 7 years. And they called us one day and said, we have a donor. We'll call you within the next few months. The following day, they called us. He got his transplant, and he's 5 years doing so awesome.
Oh, that's great news.
I had breast cancer last year. I got through that, and here I am. God has just been blessing us every day. I mean, it's always a challenge. We have to battle our battles, but we have God by our side, and He continues to be there through it all. We just have to have faith in Him and hang on tight for the ride.
Amen. You're right. That's a good point. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you guys. You guys do an awesome job, and you uplift everybody, I'm sure, every day, all day. So keep up the good work. We love you.
Appreciate that encouragement. Thank you so much.
God bless.
So what's God doing in your life? You got any good news? Call right now. 888-888-9976. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you. Hey, if you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings. And somebody sent this to us. It's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it might be of some encouragement if you ever wonder if your kids are listening to you. You think maybe they're not. Sarah said, I found a note taped to my 7-year-old's game controller tonight. Earlier, he'd stormed into the kitchen, crying, slumped shoulders. He'd lost an Xbox soccer match. And she said, to be honest, I felt super inconvenienced, panicked even. And my brain was snapping, stop this behavior. You know, innocent people are suffering atrocities in other parts of the world. You're not going to get mad over a game. But then the more reasonable, nurturing part of my brain kicked in and said, then coach him. Instead of teaching him to suppress his anger or meeting his anger with your anger, teach him how to manage it. And so he sat on his bed, and I basically said, Micah, I know what it's like to feel angry and frustrated and just really mad. To be honest, I don't really know how to be angry without losing my power. And I actually see a counselor who's helping me learn how to be angry in a healthier way. I meet with her tomorrow. Do you want me to pass on what I learned?
Oh.
And he said, yes. So we talked a bit before going down to dinner, composed and exchanged knowing glances across the table. And then I found this note on his Xbox controller. He had written, be okay when you're mad. Breathe through. Don't be out of control. And she said, it confirms all over again for me that parenting isn't about having all the answers, but rather the courage to journey through the unknown with your kids.
That's really good. And I think that what she just said there, through the unknown, as a parent, you don't have to have all the answers. And I feel like sometimes we feel like we need to. God is the one that has all the answers, you know, and a lot of that stuff we're kind of, you get broadsided by your kids sometimes. It's like, where'd this come from? I don't know how to handle this, God, you know?
Right.
That's really encouraging.
It is,
isn't
it? I love
that. Hope that helps you today. It's National Pizza Month, and so celebrate. I like that. It's a great month, right?
Yes.
And so now I don't know how we got here, but strange stuff you're putting on your pizza. We had a lady call it in earlier. Puts syrup on pizza.
Okay.
Yep. And how about you? What do you got for us?
I'm Dwayne, the cab driver in Phoenix. On my pizza, I love the next day when it's cold, I love putting peanut butter on it.
What?
No, what?
What?
You'll slather peanut butter on cold pizza.
You know, I put peanut butter on hamburgers, on steak. Excellent.
Steak.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Are you messing with us?
I know.
Is this legitimate?
You can't be real.
Yeah, you gotta try it.
Wow.
I don't think I do.
I do like a lot of Asian sauces have like a peanut sauce or something.
Yes.
I do like that. So maybe sure. I might, I don't know.
Well, then you have to add some soy sauce.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Peanut butter pizza. No.
Family Life Radio.
You know what time it is, guys?
What time is it?
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
It's kind of like a praise report. What is bringing you joy? Got to hear your story. You can call right now. 888-888-9976. Rebecca's with us. Tell us what happened.
I've been singing since I was little.
Okay.
And my daddy's a preacher, and I just grew up singing in the church. And I ended up getting married, and he ended up being abusive. And so for 10 years, I faced that. I had 4 miscarriages and had to have a hysterectomy by the time I was 27. Then I became disabled, and God set me free from him because he was done with me. Because I couldn't work anymore. Oh. And I went through this very dark period of my life, deep depression. I ended up in another abusive relationship and things were just crazy. I ended up homeless at one point. And when I strayed from God, he took away my singing voice. I connect with him more in song than I do in prayer sometimes. But it was funny, when I came back to God, he was there and he restored my voice. But at one point I thought I would never sing again. God is restoring to me the years that the locusts have eaten, like it says in Joel. And he showed me that I'm supposed to be a social worker. And out of the blue this week, I was offered a scholarship to sing in the choir at our local community college.
Wow.
It's completely paid for. So now I'm going to college.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
God is just providing in these amazing ways. My depression is way less when I help people. And I run the van ministry at our church now, and I sing in our band. And I mean, God has restored to me those years that the locusts have eaten.
Well, that was a power-packed story.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot in there. Man.
Wow.
Yeah. That is good news. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, thank you.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Having a hard time falling asleep? Something you can do. It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. A surefire way is to pray. Talk to God. And here's the problem, though. Have you ever felt guilty, though, because you're falling asleep praying?
Yes, I have.
Well, somebody sent this to us, and I was like, oh, that's perfect. If you feel guilty falling asleep while praying, here's a question for you. If you happen to have children, how did you feel when your child falls asleep in your lap?
There you go.
Aww.
Peaceful.
I don't think God cares as long as you're hanging out with him.
Yeah.
So is it bad that you fell asleep while hanging out with God?
No.
I think it gave you peace.
Yeah. I mean, think of that. You could be falling asleep watching TV or
sure.
a movie or, I don't know, listening to a podcast.
I guess it's the idea of the, you know, like if you're talking to somebody and they nod it off, that might be offensive.
Well,
you know? It's a little bit different.
I think so too.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.